Buongiorno a tutti, good morning to everybody. It's a great pleasure for me to open this meeting. Unfortunately, Ms. Mondoni had another engagement and so is not with us, but it's a pleasure for me on behalf of the province of Rimini, welcome to our German friends and to other people who is with us in the meeting. Some few words. Let me introduce the other speaker of the meeting, Mr. Gottifredi, who is the president of the promotion, tourist promotion agency of Emilia-Romagna, and Mr. Henkel, who is the head of communication of all the museum in Berlin. So we thank you very much for his participation to the meeting, and Ms. Laura Carlini, who is on behalf of the Istituto Beni Culturali della Regione Emilia-Romagna. After the introduction, the presentation of Ms. Mondoni, my communication was scheduled, and so I go on with the presentation of Euromuse project. Of course, I think that in the meeting room there are a lot of people who know very well the project. So I want to highlight only the key issues, the key objectives of the problem, and it's a pleasure for me to give more time to other important speaker in the meeting. So I start. Devo dire qualcosa in italiano? Va bene.
Io potresti cantare, gli italiani cantano.
Per cominciare, subito a farlo scivolare.
Sì.
Andiamo?
Sì. The origin of the project, the origin of Euromuse is in few words that the museum professionals and tourist professionals, there is a lack of communication, let me say, but the origin of the project, as every time, is a problem. Is a problem to work better, to work together, tourism and cultural institution, in this case the museums. And so the aim of the project, the objective of the project is the overall object. Consists of creating a common service targeting museum and tourist professional for exchanging information and services. This is the overall objective, and the aims of the project are the more important ones are improve and increase the existing website. Of course, the website is a tool. Is a very important tool, but it is a tool. I want to highlight that the project, that the objective, the overall objective, is the connection, to improve the link, the connection between tourism and cultural institution. Second one aims is make available the contents of the website to the tourist community via the harmonized services. This is, of course, a problem of ICT, of software. Is a very important task of the project, but of course is the same a tool of the project. The third one is to provide information on temporary and permanent exhibition throughout Europe City and tourist online information centers, and integrate Euromuseum.net's rich content into the online offers of European and national marketing services in long run. In my opinion, this is very important, so we are working for the, not the short time, of course, but for the three years of the project, but of course our objective is a long-term objective, and is to make strong efforts for the tourism professional and of course for the museum and the cultural institution. And the third one is specific object, keep part of the existing database into a third service which enables the museum research community to assess a set of exhibition related information. This is, and let me say, an insider objective, but is the same very important for the museum community, let me say, to exchange the best practice of the museum. So, as every European project, the project is divided in work packages. So there are some common work packages. They are project management and the dissemination. Of course, they are important for the quality of the results of the project. In our case, the work packages are, the first one is the project management. Let me present the list of the partners of the project. The coordinator is, I'd like that Mr. Enkel, that's of course is a German language, so the Stiftung
Preußischer Kulturbesitz.
Okay. And the second one is impossible for me. And the second one is l'Istituto dei Beni Artistici e Culturali e Naturali, so Emilia Romagna region, about cultural and natural heritage. And the third one is the Kunsthistorisches Museum THM di Vienna, Austria. And the fourth one is a technical partner, is in charge for all the software and the harmonized system. And is Harmonet, and last but not least, the Italian partners, so Comune di Rimini, and now we are, of course, in the home of the museum, the city museums of Rimini, and the province of Rimini, and Amitié Research Center Bologna, Italy. The coordinator, the lead partner, is the SPK of Berlin. And I mentioned the project is three years long, and so, coming back to the work package, the first one is the project management, the second one is the technical adaptation, the third one the dissemination and promotion service. Of course, very important, we have to fully understand the requirements of pilot users and identify potential for customizing the service, define and implement the roll-out strategy, define the maintenance and operational activities for the service. The fourth one is the training of the stakeholder, and the fifth one is the planning for sustainability. Of course, as I mentioned before, the 3 years long project have to survive, let me say, to the end of the project, and this is, in my opinion, one of the most important objectives, and of course output we have to carry out from the project. And so, the work done. Until now, the project is 6 months, the kickoff was in Berlin at the middle of January. And so the life of the project is, 6 months old. And so, a review meeting in Berlin and Vienna, financial management, of course, a pilot test of the backend type of 3, analysis of the critical situation of the backend, cooperation with the municipality of Rimini to solve the question of the transfer, activity for gaining new members of the museum. I want to highlight, to underline this activity because, of course, it is really important. In the next slide, I show you the Euromuse net existing network, and one of the objectives is gaining new member museums, contact with some museum of the province of Rimini, this is inside the previous one, and collection of data and images of the museum to enter the project website. Of course, the website is a very important tool, a very important output of the project, and the first analysis of the dissemination strategy. In my opinion, these are a lot of activities, and of course, the partner and working hard to the project in these 6 months. The advantage of the project for the province of Rimini, we are now in the province of Rimini, so I want to underline with a few words the advantages for the province, the involvement of some museum of the province of Rimini Museum Network, planning the advertisement of our museum at the European level, and of course, this is quite important. Implement the cultural tourism and cultural routes in all the province area. And think the provincial area as a widespread museum area. Use the cultural heritage as a tool to enhance the tourist development. And I hope and I'm sure that Mr. Gottifredi will show us how Emilia Romagna is active to enhance the tourist development, use the cultural heritage, and use of the information and communication technology to promote the cultural heritage of our territory. So, as I mentioned, the website of Euromuse.net is existing. It was the output of another European project. The network is now, the total museums of the network are now about 150. Okay? And we want to double the museum in the Euromuse network. This is not to double, but to increase a lot the number of museums at the end of the project. The website, a few words about the website, euromuse.net, exhibition database, this is the core business, let me say, of the website, so the exhibition database, so by internet is possible for everybody, and of course for the culture professionals, but also for tourism professionals, to use this database, and link to the exhibition database, of course, the museum involved in the network database, and an exhibition archive, and the search engine to search, to find museum and exhibitions on the internet.
Sorry for interrupting you, but I think the detail of the project, the museum part, will be also part of the presentation of
okay.
Laura.
Okay.
So maybe so this is a good overall okay. introduction. Okay. So then, no?
Okay.
Just not to.
So I go faster to other lines. No, okay.
Not to overlap the two presentations.
Okay, okay.
Okay.
At the end, the province of Rimini, the museum system of the province of Rimini, but I think that the people in the whole, everybody know the museum, so in my opinion it's better to give more time to the other speaker. Of course, any question I will be happy to answer to any question about our museum system, but now I prefer to give more time to the other speaker. Okay, thank you for your attention. Now I introduce Mr. Gottifredi. As I mentioned, he is the president of the Emilia Romagna region promotion, tourist promotion agency, and is a friend of mine about 10 years, and so of course it's a pleasure to me to introduce his presentation.
Traduce Pier Giacomo, penso, se c'è, oppure che sei più preciso di me.
Good morning to everybody. I would like to speak in English, but I'm not sure to do it well. So I prefer to speak Italian, and I think that Italian language is more sweet and is agreeable. Prima di tutto volevo manifestare la mia solidarietà ai colleghi tedeschi per la sconfitta di ieri che ci accomuna nell'Europeo di calcio. Sono cose che succedono, insomma.
There is a first acknowledgement and sense of friendliness since the Croatia yesterday won against Germany, exactly as Italy was defeated in the first match of the European. So there is this community of feeling.
Io ho guardato con attenzione il sito di euromuse.net per capire come uno che si occupa di turismo e di promozione turistica in particolare poteva essere aiutato da questo strumento.
So, the first analysis it was about how the website euromuse.net can be useful for people working in the tourism sector.
Questo naturalmente introduce una domanda dal mio punto di vista, che è quanto ha a che vedere la cultura con lo sviluppo del turismo, in particolare con lo sviluppo di una zona come l'Emilia Romagna che produce 52 milioni di presenze all'anno.
And this is a direct influence with the general question about the relationship of culture with tourism, mainly in a region as Emilia-Romagna, which has 52 million overnight here.
È chiaro che la prima risposta su un fronte culturale è che è molto utile, evidentemente, non fosse altro perché cresce la spinta verso una maggiore consapevolezza dell'importanza della cultura. Quindi sotto profilo prettamente culturale è un bene in sé, ma la domanda è, serve anche al turismo?
So for sure, to develop, to promote tourism is worthwhile, because it's very important to promote cultural services. However, does cultural services also provide the benefit for the tourism sector?
Allora, io ho provato a guardarmi il sito e mi è sembrato una cosa che potrei definire la rete della conoscenza e che si integra perfettamente in questa nuova economia della conoscenza, che è la proiezione non più futura ma molto attuale di quello che sarà la dimensione economica anche degli scambi che ci sono anche in ambito turistico. L'economia della conoscenza marcherà in maniera forte la nostra identità e la nostra capacità di progredire e di crescere anche sotto il profilo economico.
And the website euromuse.net is well organized as a network of knowledge. And in such a field, it well responds to the current trends. Europe is becoming the greatest knowledge-based economy in the world. So everything that is concerned with this economy of knowledge, increasing cultural knowledge and attitudes about different topics, has direct benefit on economy and then on tourism as a direct interface of economy for tourism.
Quello che in macroeconomia, quindi l'economia della conoscenza, nel turismo potrebbe essere tradotta come il turismo dell'esperienza, cioè l'idea che la gente si muove sempre di più per assumere nella vacanza, nel viaggio che fa, un'esperienza concreta che sia un elemento di arricchimento rispetto a quando si è partiti.
More and more tourism is becoming based on an experience, so it's no more just to go somewhere to rest, to stay, but to feel, to create feelings about the current experience that increase your expertise, your skill, your knowledge, and increase you as a single person.
Noi possiamo notare come nei nostri turisti ci sia questo dato di tendenza sempre più marcato e che questo corrisponda ad una domanda di mercato alla quale occorre adeguarsi, ma per adeguarsi servono gli strumenti della cultura.
So there is a direct request coming from the market, and this is something that is well known in the tourism by the tourism operator. Of course, in order to be able to well respond to these new needs, we have to take profit of the instrument, of the tools that are typical of the cultural sector.
Allora, per far questo proverei a scomporre in due grandi macro settori la nostra domanda turistica. Una prima parte che è legata ai fruitori di cultura vocazionali fondamentalmente, cioè gente che si muove esattamente per una motivazione precisa che è quella culturale, tutto il resto rimane intorno. Ed un altro macro segmento che è dato invece dal turismo che potremmo definire generalista, cioè quelli che vengono sulla nostra riviera in particolare per una vacanza più generale, sole, mare, ombrellone, le cose più classiche del riposo rispetto al tempo di lavoro.
No, ma è chiaro. So first of all we have to divide our generic tourism sector into two main areas. The first one includes the people that move, started their travel, motivated by cultural interest. So they come in a place to visit a museum, a castle, an exhibit, and so on. On the other side, we have the general tourism people that, on the contrary, is used to know Rimini as a place where you can have beach, sunshine, seaside, and so on. So we must target these two different groups in a different way.
È chiaro che in termini di numeri assoluti non c'è ancora proporzione tra la quota, la fetta di turismo generalista che è preponderante e la quota di turismo vocazionale, cioè di gente che si muove con l'idea di andare a cercare un elemento della cultura. È anche altrettanto vero però che le proporzioni si stanno riequilibrando, a quantomeno questo sta accadendo dagli ultimi 10 anni e possiamo immaginare che tra 10 anni saranno ulteriormente equilibrate.
So as you well imagine, the number of generic tourists is much bigger than the number of tourists with a vocational identity focusing on tourism. However, there is a trend that was consolidated in the last 10 years and is expected to become more and more important in the next decade, that demonstrated that the vocational tourist focusing on cultural issues is increasing more and more.
Ho fatto questa distinzione per arrivare invece poi ad una conclusione, che gli strumenti della cultura sono utili a tutte e due i target group identificati. Provo a spiegarmi meglio.
And this is important because we will see in the next of the presentation how the tools, the instrument that has been created for the specific vocational cultural tourist on the country can be well used also for the more wider area of the generic tourist.
Fino a non molto tempo fa abbiamo pensato che immettere, inserire cultura nel prodotto turistico fosse una prerogativa da offrire a quel target di interessati direttamente alla cultura. Ora siamo ad un'opinione diversa, va bene questo, ma occorre avere un forte background culturale per poter offrire anche turismo generalista.
So, until a few years ago, there was the feeling that this niche of the market, the cultural one, had specific instruments, specific tools that were useful only for this specific niche. On the contrary, more and more, it's acknowledged that this characteristic to promote cultural issues can be well used and reused also in a wide segment.
Le località, le destinazioni turistiche mature come Rimini, l'area riminese, la nostra costa, hanno sempre di più una capacità di competere in ragione di due elementi sostanzialmente. Uno che guarda al futuro, che è la capacità di innovare costantemente la propria offerta, e uno che guarda invece alla nostra identità, al nostro passato, alla nostra storia e quindi anche alla cultura. Noi siamo ben consapevoli del fatto che un prodotto che fa 50 milioni di presenze, tra 10 anni ne farà ancora 50, se saprà permeare nella propria offerta, anche generalista, elementi e far capire elementi della propria identità e della propria cultura, del proprio modo d'essere.
So the mature tourism resort, as Rimini or Emilia Romagna in the greater sense, must focus their development strategy in two directions. First of all, innovation. That means to plan future intervention in order to keep the 52 million overnights a year at the same level or even increase them. But on the other side, they have also to look back to the past, because it's just with the well knowledge and the use of the tradition, of the past, of what is specific for a specific territory can increase also the number of services offered to the generic tourist.
Se noi guardiamo i nostri concorrenti oggi, vediamo con gli opportuni adattamenti un po' la fotografia della nostra riviera 20, 25, anche 30 anni fa. Una striscia di sabbia, il mare e la prima linea di alberghi. Questo era sufficiente a generare crescita nel turismo, una grande capacità ricettiva insieme ad una grande qualità accogliente che a questa terra ha avuto questa possibilità di far diventare il turismo una dimensione economica importante per la nostra regione.
If we look at the competitors of Rimini, the current competitors of Rimini, we can well recognize that their characteristics are very similar to the situation in Rimini 20, 30 years ago, in the sense that the main topic is one more, the seaside, the sand, and the first line of hotels looking at the seaside. But this is something that is no more sufficient for Rimini.
Noi crediamo che per durare, perché duri la crescita turistica nel futuro, sia necessario immettere nel sistema tutti quegli elementi collaterali in qualche modo, ma ormai di sostanziale importanza, che sono legati invece alla percezione del bagaglio culturale ed identitario che ha un luogo come la nostra regione e che spesso è difficile trovare in altri luoghi che hanno inventato il turismo a partire da un paesaggio ma sul quale non hanno altra forza oltre a questo paesaggio. Qualcosa non è poco per la verità, però sì.
So to preserve the same positive situation in terms of presence of tourism is not sufficient, is not enough just to focus on the basic offer of nice landscape as it was, we can say, the current trend until a few years ago. More and more, what will make the difference of the country's capacity to diversify, to increase the importance of the tradition of what is specific only for a specific land in order to be real able to produce and to invent something new.
Come spesso accade in Emilia Romagna, poi di queste cose se ne accorge allo stesso tempo sia pubblico che privato, e sia pubblico che privato si mettono insieme per operare. Non è un caso che i nostri albergatori, i nostri club di prodotto, ormai da diversi anni stanno inserendo nelle proprie offerte di vacanza, anche vacanza che sostanzialmente si basa su sole, spiaggia e mare, cose che sono legate alla cultura, alla nostra storia in particolare e all'arte. E non è un caso che il segmento di offerta turistica legata alle città d'arte dell'Emilia Romagna negli ultimi 10 anni sia quello che ha registrato i maggiori incrementi percentuali. È chiaro, in termini assoluti ancora non è il primo turismo, perché il primo turismo è quello balneare, ma in termini di crescita percentuale negli ultimi 10 anni le nostre città d'arte sono quelle che hanno realizzato la performance migliore.
Ok, so what is important is that to underline that is not only something, this new feeling coming from the public sector. There is an interest of cooperation with the private tourist operator hotels that more and more are providing tourism offer focusing not only on the seaside, sand and sun, but also on cultural offers. And this already produce a well evident benefit for in terms of overnight for Emilia Romagna, because even if it's true that most of the tourists are still generic in the sense that they come to Rimini focusing on the seaside holiday, the cultural sector is the one that in the last decade had the more either increased in percentual terms.
Concludo facendo un esempio significativo. Io giro l'Europa durante i mesi invernali per convincere gli europei a venire in vacanza sulla nostra riviera.
So, one of the tasks during the winter time is to visit the different European countries in order to promote other people to join to come in Emilia Romagna during summertime.
Io sono presidente di un ente regionale e racconto le eccellenze di tutta la nostra regione: il cibo, il vino, i motori, la Ferrari, la spiaggia, il mare, l'arte, la storia, la cultura, tutto.
So, as the president of the Tourism and Promotional Board of Emilia Romagna, all the different characteristic of the region, food, wine, sport, rally, the engines, are promoted in order to offer different segments, different interests to every tourist.
Quest'inverno, nei miei incontri con i tour operator e con i giornalisti, mi è stato chiesto, la domanda da parte dei giornalisti dopo la mia esposizione che raccontava un po' tutti, e si è sempre basata su una cosa che è stata la Domus del Chirurgo di Rimini.
So last winter there was something new. After the presentation, the first question that has been done by journalists, tourism operators, was concerned the out of the surgery here in Rimini.
Questo ha attirato moltissimo l'attenzione su una città che ha un marchio turistico importante, storico, il primo stabilimento dei bagni balneari a Rimini del 1843, ma che non era mai stata offerta come luogo d'arte con elementi significativi della storia. La Domus del Chirurgo ha fatto il miracolo.
So even if the first seaside resort in Rimini dated from 1843, for the very first time Rimini was known abroad not only for as a traditional seaside resort but as a cultural center even through the information that were circulated everywhere about the house, the surgery house.
Possiamo dire che la novità di Rimini è una novità che ha solamente 2000 anni di età, ma è veramente un elemento che ha colpito e quella cosa che agisce esattamente su questa leva, che è quella dell'identità e della cultura, che diventa un presupposto indispensabile per poter offrire turismo nella modernità.
So the house is novelty, it is 2000 years old, so it's not a real novelty. However, this new information that was provided has an immediate impact, an immediate effect on the promotion of Rimini as a new tourist destination.
Questo è il motivo per cui anche come ente di promozione noi tenderemo ad avere sempre più cura e rispetto nella comunicazione degli elementi di cultura e di conoscenza che sono prodotti dalla nostra regione, perché capiamo che è uno dei valori aggiunti sui quali poter fondare la capacità di competere nei prossimi anni.
So more and more regional board for promoting tourism in Emilia Romagna will use culture as one of the main assets in order to promote participation of new tourists in the region in the next years.
Grazie a tutti per l'attenzione.
There's an hour. I continue and introduce Laura. That you will speak in Italian or English?
I wonder, maybe I have translated the PPT, the PowerPoint Torsten sent me. So it's in Italian. I have to thank him for the providing this PPT format base. So maybe I make comments in English and you can see the slides in Italian, something like that. So no. Thank you.
Perché devi farci la mano oppure fai qui?
Sì, forse devo andare lì.
Adesso qua.
So good morning everybody. I wish to start with a few comments just about what the previous speaker has said. And we are here in the Museum of Rimini, of the city of Rimini, and this surgeon's house was definitely an astonishing success. So to show how really culture, and not only temporary exhibitions, but the permanent exhibitions, can be an asset to attract well-educated tourists, or even only curious tourists. Normally these museums, although they made enormous effort to attract new visitors, barely had around 35,000 visitors per year. Now, in the past 6 months, since when the House of the Surgeons opened, they attracted over 60,000. And this means that people are definitely fascinated by this unique, I would say, experience, because that's a very special attraction. It's not the normal archaeological site. It's something that has to do, I think, with our own lives. Everybody feels involved, because surgery is something we go through even today. So it's not belonging to the past. It's something which has to do with the real life of everybody. That's a very good example. And when I talk with my colleagues here in Rimini, we all agreed that Euromuse is very important for museums such as our museums in the region. Because very often we target residents, national visitors, regional visitors, of course, but maybe we don't have the energies perhaps, or the opportunities to be on the international stage, on the international scene. And Euromuse can really provide all this, both to the potential visitors on a European basis and to the museums and to the tourist sector, to those organizing the tourism sector. So I wish to show you a few slides here. I think that we can, let's say, go through it quite quickly because Mr. Finocchiaro at the beginning provided us the overall framework of the project. Okay, so you see the home page and then the... I have to put my glasses on to say that a few facts and figures. As you see, it's an E-tenure program. It's funded by the union for about 900,000 euros on a global cost of 3 million, and the duration time is about 2 years. Then we have the partners here. And the supporting bodies in the next, and also the origin of the project, which the portal was established, was created in 2001 by a preparatory working group. So it was in fact created by, I would say, the most important European museums after that. I regret for the others, they are also culturally important, but anyway, these are big. Okay, so in the next, the next says for whom Euromuse is important. So as we have said, for the visitors, for the tourism sector, and for museums, of course. And the main goals are to provide an online service to disseminate information on exhibitions and permanent collections and temporary exhibitions throughout Europe. And the idea is to increase the present portal on the exhibitions and to connect the portal to Harmonize, which is this system for the tourism sector, in order to facilitate the exchange of information between the cultural sector and the tourism sector. So the present Euromuse contains around 160 museums coming from 18 different European countries, and of course this number is increasing, and we also invited our museums here in the region to join a Euromuse project, and we succeeded. We have already 5 or 6 museums who have signed, subscribed the partnership, let's say. And so basically the museums, as I have said, increase continuously their number, and also there is a permanent update of the contents of the website. Now I'll show you quite quickly how it works. Okay. So you can organize the search with this in different ways. So you have different accesses, different mode of access. You can search it by museum, by city, the name of the city. Again, next. Country and the name of the museum. Or you can search it by exhibition. So with the topics, you can select a topic or a country or a date, so the period of time. You can also search it by topic. When you search it, for example, painting, next. You sort all the exhibitions having the painting as a topic, a main topic, throughout Europe. And then you select a special exhibition you are interested in. And so you can find the title of the exhibition, the duration period, a short description, a photo gallery, general information to contact the museum, a detailed description, opening times, other information that could be interesting, and links. Okay, then the portal provided also useful information, overall, let's say, useful information for the visitors. Can explore the collections with digital catalogs, online tours, and a selection of the artworks. Educational services such as e-learnings, interactive and catalogs and projects, and also educational materials. Online visits, such as virtual visits and virtual museums, and online shopping, and other links. So one of the goals, as we said, is to increase the present service. So that is to increase the number of the museum, to add additional information for the tourism sector, and to improve the quantity and quality of the online resources. So museums, why should a museum join? Because, as we said, they want to reach an international audience, and to leave that the cultural tourist can know the fact that they are producing this. I would say that in this case, I thought it's a good exercise of benchmarking, actually, this Euromuse portal for our museums. Because the idea is that, obviously, you have proposals as a museum, your own proposal. But then you have to look around, and you see what the others do, and how they do. And if your topics are of a national or international appeal, and also if the dimensions and the quality, the intrinsic culture, I would say the intrinsic cultural quality, that's a very interesting thing. And also the idea of having a standard of quality in providing services and cultural experience, which is a down-up. They say they all feel the format, but at the same time it's an excellent exercise to really see whether we are at the same level in terms of quality and number and quality of services as the European museums, which is something we are not accustomed to yet. We do, and we do our best, but in isolation. And I say so because I did myself an exercise. In our region, exhibitions of very good quality are organized. In Ferrara, in Ravenna, here in Rimini, in Bologna, in Parma, everywhere. Very often they prepare a special website for the exhibition. And this website is only in Italian. So this means that obviously an international audience is not even conceivable, and it's a pity. And it sounds also very strange, because very often these exhibitions are organized in partnership with foreign museums, such as the Thyssen-Bornemisza in Madrid, or even museums in Germany or in France, and so on. And definitely, I think it's a missed opportunity, because today people are very mobile, and even business people, they may decide to stay over the weekend just because there is something interesting in the area. And since the transport facilities is so easy today, so low-cost planes or trains and so on, and imagine that at the end of this year we finally have the high-speed trains between Milan and Bologna. That means 1 hour time. And Lombardy is a region of about 10 million people. So it's very, very important that we start thinking about being really on, not in a regional contest, but in a much larger contest. So, okay, that's the idea we mentioned already for the tourism sector. So the idea is they have to make a very small technical effort in order to integrate their own presence on the web to the portal. And okay, to have access to the information, and for the general public, the audience, to have an overall framework of coming from one site on a website of a very fragmented market, and to find out all the most important exhibitions in Europe in one spot, and to plan traveling and visits in advance, and to have access to the information in the national language, but also in English. Okay, it's over. Thank you very much. And, I would say that we, as Istituto dei Beni Culturali, we try very hard to involve our museums in all these activities, in international projects. And they respond very well, I would say. They are very interested. And I think that we should move very, very fast. And the connections with the tourism sector is very important to us. Because, of course, museums can do their best as far as the cultural contents are concerned. But definitely are not capable to promote the tourism or to be on the market alone. So the partnership with the tourism sector for them is essential. Thank you.
Just one comment about your remark, because of course the official service that is provided by Euromuse is, as it was presented, about information about current experience, current museum and so on. However, what is important as a spin-off of the service is just to support the organizer of new exhibition in what you are saying, to transfer all this knowledge, expertise, capacity into new ones in order to increase this knowledge among the curators of museums.
Yeah.
That is an added value.
There is absolutely no problem right here.
I want to make a copy.
Yes, of course. Go down and open. Yes.
Otherwise, it's a slowly. Because there are big pictures on it.
You want to take out your key right now?
No,
Lì troverai gli altri candidati miei, innanzitutto.
Oh, è pieno, tutto. Only the white?
Is this one?
Yeah. Much better. I think it works with
if you want, it's okay.
So good morning, gentlemen and ladies. It's a great pleasure to be here, and I think it was a great introduction because we talked about sun and sand and sense, and now we are coming to science and selling. So selling culture is another point to to come in contact with culture, because the National Museums of Berlin are a complex of 17 museums, and therefore, first of all, a short introduction into our collection, because this is the main source of our institute. You all know Nefertiti, you all know the Pergamon and the Ishtar Gate, and for example the Praying Man, a masterpiece of the antique collection. The 19th century is represented by, the 18th century is represented by Caspar David Friedrich, Man at the Sea, Monk at the Sea, here, Shadow, Princess, Kirchner, Berlin, and Who's Afraid of Red, Yellow, and Blue, and the Hamburger Bahnhof, but also collections of from abroad, you can say, from Africa, for example, or Asia. And nowadays, private collectors are becoming much more important for us, and it's a tradition. That's Mrs. Newton, the new Helmut Newton collection in Berlin. But collaborating with private collectors has a great tradition in Berlin, and let's have a look. You can see Heinz Bergruhl, Erich Marx, Egidio Marzona, Friedrich Christian Flick, Helmut Newton, and Uli Richter. That's the collection, and here are our houses. Oh, that's a bit too quick, but maybe it's just a moment. What was it? Okay. Yeah, you can see all of them. Again, it all starts. Just a moment. It all starts with the old museum in 1830, and then the new museum starts in 1859. Old National Gallery 1867. Bode Museum 1904. 1930, the Pergamon, and so on and so on. 17 houses. It's a great project, you can say. And if you got the time, you could just a moment. Sleeping to the sheep. Okay. We can talk some notes about the master plan, because since 1999 we are under UNESCO World Cultural Heritage, and we are spending around about 1.5 billion euros to restore the five houses of Museum Island. We started with the old National Gallery. We reopened it in 2001. Then we did, you can say, the Bode Museum. We opened it in October 2006. And in August next year, 2009, we will reopen the new museum. And it's an exciting place because it's a it was a ruin since the Second World War. It was a ruin since the Second World War. And from 2011 ongoing, we will restore the Pergamon. And then we will build this new entrance building, the James Simon Gallery. And afterwards, maybe 2015, we will begin to restore the old museum. And maybe at the same time, we are dreaming of a new gallery of old masterpieces aside the Bode Museum. Some facts. We are belonging to the foundation of the Prussian Cultural Heritage. As I said, 60 museums, 4 research institutes, at 5 different locations in Berlin. We had to have nearly 800 employees and a budget of 256 million euros a year. But it's the whole Prussian heritage.
Okay.
Not only the museums, so that would be great. Some figures. Last year we had 5.3 million visitors, we are running, you can say, 2,400 events a year, 120 special exhibitions a year, so that makes 100 press conferences a year, about 100 books a year, and we have patron clubs, support associations, and we are avoidable for rent. Let's have a look at the audience development. So I think we are on a good level. And why did we get these peaks? First, it was MoMA in Berlin, and the second was the Metropolitan. But the question is, do we know our visitors? Let's get a bit closer to them. First of all, they have cameras. They have orientation plans.
Well organized.
Yes. Guidebooks. And bags. Water bottles. Cell phones. And last but not least, audio guides. So, and at the end, maybe they are standing in line. What are the learnings? They are well equipped. They are coming from abroad. They speak different languages. They are of different age. They have different level of media competence. They have different knowledge, they have different desires, and sometimes they are coming at the wrong time because they are standing in line. And it's not our goal. So all this is a matter of communication, I think, or in other words, is a matter of public perception. Because we are in a competition with other institutes in a thrill-seeking society. I think this is what we have to learn. And there are three big questions, I think. How we can reach our audience, how keep them informed, and last but not least, how can we keep them attentive? So we have to talk about an architecture of communication, about branding, because, and this is a bit of our material, newspapers, press kits, invitation cards, orientation plans, and so on and so on. And because if you want to survive, you have to be unique. And therefore, we have to talk about our core competence. You can follow me, collecting, conserving, exploring, presenting, that's clear. But also we have to talk about to impart the knowledge, and we have to reach our audience on an emotional level. I think this is very necessary, because otherwise you will not reach them. Yes? And so we have to talk about communication. But we should not forget... okay, that's a small change. Therefore, that's my point. We are participants in a global market, and you can only be present on the global market when you are in the web. And this is a new website. It's a collaboration between the museums in Berlin, because we do have over 160 museums in Berlin, and we are 16 of them. So this is a overall website for Berlin. This is our own website, smb.museum, and that's clear, Euromuseum.net. This is our international platform to communicate to the audience. And in some cases, you can say the Pergamon is connected with the gasoline price for flights, because otherwise the flights are so cheap at the moment, and so the rates are rising, but if there is a change, we are not sure what's the solution. And therefore, we want to install the point of sale for our tickets at the keyboard of everyone's palm or iPhone. And that's what does that mean? It means online ticketing and Zeitfenster, the other online and time slot tickets, for example. For example, we are running from the 25th of June, we will run the big Babylon exhibition at the Pergamon, and we do have two different types of audience groups, the normal tourists and the visitors of the Babylon. And we have to manage it, and therefore we install such time tickets. So we are in a global market, but some are coming from abroad. When you look at Museum Ireland, all these people are coming from abroad. But when you look at, into Dublin, it's a local community. I don't know why it is. We have to remember always the unique function of a museum is being a place for erratic originals. So communication can only be a tool to come in contact with our audience and to let them talk with our pieces. And I think it's a long way to go. And welcome back to reality. Okay, thank you.
About the portal that you mentioned. You mentioned the portal museum, SMB, and then Euromuse. Doesn't the BAM portal already work? The bibliothèque archive museum at the federal level, or is still in progress?
I don't know about the library no, it's not my responsibility. Sorry.
So it was not a collection.
You can search for similar objects and for example search for a name and get large crop markets that have this in the same time. So something
No, that is the thing, it's the argument.
Can you leave the presentation on the exhibit?
Just a
moment. Is it on the desk?
Yes.
Okay. No, this is my...
Is there another one?
Your presentation, if you leave on this...
I have to...
If you leave the file.
You have to
copy the file on the desktop.
Your file on the...
It is.
Okay.
It is. It's over here.
Okay. Wow. Thank you.
May I ask you, how many people do work in your department? That's
nuts. Hundreds. No, we are, the press, we are running with two people.
Okay.
120 press conferences with two people. Yes. And we are collecting addresses round about we're managing we do have round about 17,000 addresses, and my secretary runs over 250,000 envelopes a year, and we are organizing 120 media plans, and therefore I have two other women. They are doing all the planning and so on, and I have a volunteer to because I'm responsible for the website and for the newspaper too. And I have one woman for the internet. And it's, in the whole we are nine people, for all these houses and for all these projects. And I'm responsible for sponsoring too. So I'm managing the Kuratorium Museumsinsel. It's a collaboration of 16 international companies, and they have my cell phone, and therefore I have many dates at the weekend, because they like to have guided tours through Museum Island and going by night or Sunday morning or whatever. It's an exciting job, yes.
And what about your relationship with the local authorities on tourism?
We are collaborating with the locals and with BTM, Berlin Tourism Marketing.
Yes.
But we also collaborate with DZT, German Tourism Marketing.
And
it's better. It grows, you can say, because years ago, since 2001, I'm responsible for the public relation, and at that time they only wanted special exhibitions. Special exhibitions. Hey, come on, we are running 120. It's enough. It's too much, you can say. You can't communicate such a mass of action. And I keep them and try to reach their brain that, for example, the old National Gallery is wonderful.
Yes.
It's a permanent exhibition and it's wonderful. And for example, the Pergamon, we do have over 1 million visitors in the Pergamon each year. And since we run the Bode Museum, we have around about 600,000 visitors at the Bode Museum. And we have to install these permanent exhibitions.
How many of them are coming from abroad?
When you're looking at the Museum Island, it's around about 70%.
70%.
But when you're looking to Dahlem, it's the other way around. 70% of the locals. And so there is no simple solution. You have to communicate in different levels.
Yes. Mr. Engel, could you please get in more detail about individual and tour operator organized flows of the tourists? I couldn't catch in the figures, in the graphics, about, okay, foreign people, abroad people, abroad tourists.
There was only one slide.
It's interesting, in my opinion, also for our project, for Euromuse.
Just a moment.
How many are organized?
Si tratterebbe di capire quanti sono attratti direttamente dal sistema usuale, quanti invece sono
intermediati.
Vado lì per un'altra cosa e prendo anche
questo.
But this is only one slide, and it's an old. These are old figures because the problem is we didn't spend the money at the moment to learn more about our audience.
Yeah.
It's only a visual. Perspective, but here you can see.
Is this a survey or is?
This was a survey.
Yes.
This was a survey. Yes.
Extraordinary survey.
Just a moment. When you look into our, it's after the end. There is another. another presentation, because here you can learn about our different areas in Berlin. It's Charlottenburg, it's Kulturforum, Dahlem, Museum Island, Köpenick. And we are on the run, therefore we always need new figures. When you have a look, the Kulturforum makes Hamburger Bahnhof, New National Gallery, engravings, library, Old Masters, Fine Arts. Dahlem is Ethnological Museum, Museum of Asian Art, and Museum of European Culture. Köpenick is also a branch of the Fine Arts. And Museum Island is Old National Gallery, Antique Collection, Egyptian Museum, Pre-Asian, Islamic Art, and Bode Museum and Coin Collection. And Charlottenburg is Museum Berghuhn, Museum of Archaeology, and Helmut Newton Foundation and Museum of Photography. And since in 2 months we will open the museum Schaaf Gerstenberg, another new museum. And we have had a branch belonging to the Hamburger Bahnhof, that's Friedrich Christian Flick Collection. And we are thinking about the Schlossplatz, about the Humboldt Forum. And we will move the Ethnological Museum and the Museum of Asian Art into the Schlossplatz. And the Museum of European Art will be connected with the Museum of Fine Arts at the Kulturforum. So Dahlem is down, and we will move the old masterpieces to Museum Ireland, and the new National Gallery is going into the collection of the 20th century is going into the building of the old masterpieces, and we will have the Temple of Mies, as Professor Schuster says, as a place for running the blockbuster exhibitions. And then we will have the Humboldt Forum on the other, on one hand, and the Museum Island of the Modern Time at the Kulturforum. So we have Charlottenburg as a quartier français, as you may see, the Museum Island as an area for the 20th century, Museum Island as the heart of our institution with the old European culture, and the outer European culture at the Humboldt Forum. So we are, you can see it's a great project, yes. And therefore, in each year we have other constellations.
And each museum has an independent ticket, so do you have a cumulative offer to a set of museums? So there's the ticketing.
The ticketing. I'm a friend of an overall ticket, because I think it's easy to sell. You get in one museum and buy an overall ticket and everything is fine. But our Minister of Finance, he's a difficult man, and he said, oh no, this is very expensive, this is cheap, and so on. And so there's you have to teach the audience, what do you want? They just want to enter a museum, but first of all, they have to learn, do you want a time slot ticket, do you want a part-time ticket, is there a reduction, and so on and so on. But we have one really good attitude. We are free for children, we are free until the age of 17. So there is no card for family, but the young people can come inside. This is wonderful. And
not old people. Not for the old people.
The old people, yeah. At the moment, the old people are the rich people.
Yes, exactly. And with a lot of free time.
Yes. Yes. Other question?
But Mr. Engel, what do you think about I come back to my first question. What do you think about the individual tourism and tour operator organized tourism? I want to say, is in Berlin about 50 or 70% is an intermediate tourism?
Mm-hmm.
Or Chinese or Japanese, yeah. Or they come in the museum in Pergamon?
When you look at Museum Island, it's an area of groups. But when you get closer, you will find a difference. For example, we have another slide. Just a moment. Museum over here. When you're looking at Museum Island, this is our cash machine, that's clear.
And 1 million visitors?
1.2 million. And since we moved Nefertiti to the old museum, over 1 million. So, this one and this one are our cash machines. And they are group orientated. this is much more than this. And many, on Museum Island, you can talk Italian language because Italians love Museum Island. It's crazy. But when you look, for example, at the Buddha Museum, totally other audience. The time to spend in the museum here it's in the average 3 hours. 3 hours. Here it's more touristic, 1.5 hours. And the old National Gallery is much more calm, and they are coming in contact with the audience. Not so many groups over here. And
if you try to guess the share of in your yeah. business, yeah. the share of the tour operator yeah. or yeah. the intermediate tour, yeah. what's about?
The tour operators are interested in cheap prices. That's the only goal they have, and they want to. And for example, we have at the moment we have. We are on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. On Thursday, the last 4 hours are free. I don't like this because now the guided tours use this time slot to get free inside the museums, but the audience have to pay because they say, hey, come on, we are going late in me. It's exciting, and they. And so, and the tourists don't know that, and so the guided tours earn double money, let's say. Yeah. They are very clever. And my policy of communication looks for long-term information. So we are running this 120 exhibitions, but we don't know today what we are doing tomorrow. That's foolish. And I try to install a system of long-term information so that the audience knows in 2008 what we are running in 2010. This is interesting because Berlin is a growing market. The only growing market in Berlin is art and tourism, and therefore you have to keep in a deeper contact with this market. And this market is a long term market. But we are just practicing, and I think. Euromuse.net is a necessary tool in this area.
Yes, but for us the problem, in my opinion, of course, for us the problem is if we have to target strong the tour operator, but of course on the base of the current situation.
Yeah.
So if we know that the challenge is so hard about some type or kind of tour operators, we have of course to tune our project along the management.
Yeah.
One question from my side. Can you go back to the slide where you have the distribution of museums?
This one? Yes.
The last one.
This one?
The map of the island.
Yes.
Map of the island, okay, yes.
No, sorry.
Okay, this one?
This one.
Okay.
The one you have here.
Just a moment.
And you showed us.
Which time do you want?
this one, okay.
This one, okay.
Yes, then you show that
yes.
it's covered with other
things. Yes.
Piece of relief. And the other one comes.
Okay.
Here. Okay. I said to Thorsten, as a tourist, I feel the burden like getting covered with too much things to be done, to be seen.
Yeah.
Could it be that these blockbuster success is a little bit like something that emerges from under all these hundreds of places, or why are they so attractive? I mean, I've been to the to the Metropolitan thing last year. Nothing special. I mean, of course, great pieces of art, but just crashed on the wall.
So we are coming to our paperwork. Just a moment. So, this is a normal information about a great project. It's well informing, plans and pictures and text and so on and so on. And this is for permanent exhibitions. This is my business card, you can say. And this is another kind of communication. It's a special exhibition. And I think this is the Babylon exhibition. And I think this is the other way to communicate with people. And they like to standing in line. It's foolish. It's foolish. I hate to stand in line. They love it. Yes? They are sweating. They are drinking. But they love it. I don't know why, but for example, at the Metropolitan Exhibition, we had a time slot ticketing, but the audience didn't use the time to go abroad and come back at that time. They stayed over there. Don't know why. I think in sometimes human beings are like rats. They crowd together and they feel better when they are accompanied. Yes, please.
We had a few experiences, for example, about this, what you asked about the self-organized tourist or the tourist traveling with a tour operator. Very often today, what they like is to have sort of tailor suit. That means that it's not an inclusive tour. it's flexible. The idea is they offer, because the price, of course, if it comes through a tour operator, is much better. They offer the flight, the hotel, and then the entrance to museums or whatever. But it's very flexible, and you can combine it as you like. It's not that you have to walk in flocks and that and so on and so forth. So perhaps this is an important segment, let's say, of the market. The idea that even the tour operator can be very, very flexible and very attentive to what's going on. And I think that the Euronet offers a great opportunity for that.
And we have to be, how can I say? This is, I think, Euromuse can be developed as a good informed platform for B2B communication, not only B2C.
Yes.
I think this is interesting because you can call one, but it's better to call 50 or 1,000.
Yeah, of course.
And therefore, this is, I think, our future, because many people like to travel in groups, and if you can reach a group, you have the same interview, you have the same telephone, but you can reach 50 people. And it's much more better to organize 50 people than one people. Than a family or what?
Exactly.
I would add that, and this is one of the ideas, what is not visible on the portal directly, but on this interface, harmonized for the direct communication with the tourism services to integrate information about, is there a parking space for buses? Are there group prices at the museum? Who's the person I have to call for if I'm a tourist agency? who's the first to comment if I want to come there with a group and party or private. Is there a restaurant at the museum? How many places has this restaurant and can I reserve it? Or maybe we will be able to integrate information about PowerPoint. I think this is information not so important for the generic tourist using the portal, but it is extremely important for the professional user with economic interest who wants to find all the information in one spot and as to work with this data. Yeah, and this is one of the ideas is to develop this portal.
And Mr. Engel, in your experience, something more about branding. Mm-hmm. So Berlin is now, let me say, repositioning their brand or mm-hmm. the perception of mm-hmm. Berlin among Europe. Mm-hmm. So, what's your comment about this? Are mm-hmm. they doing a good job in Berlin? Your colleague of tourism, or what do you think about? And another one, your big surprise when you expected that the tourist behavior is going in a direction, your big surprise about cultural tourism in your years of experience in as head of communication?
It's interesting. On my profession, I'm an archaeologist, and therefore, in some cases, I'm an archaeologist and ethnologist. I made my thesis about stove tiles in 1999. Therefore, I am in good contact with my scientific colleagues, on the one hand. On the other hand, they are not really interested in audience. They want to have a wonderful, elaborated exhibition. They want to have a big catalog. And of course, at the end, they like audience standing in line, but they don't like audience keeping in contact with the objects. And therefore, I have to teach them for years and years and years. And until now, I ran 7,600 exhibitions. It's awesome. It's horrible. And I try to implement something like corporate design. I try to. And so these are some pieces of that. SMB. We like SMB, that's Staatliche Museen Berlin. And I think it's necessary to even for the start, because when we start in 2003, nobody likes SMB. What's that? Oh, ugly. And now everyone says, SMB. And I make a difference between institutional communication and project communication. Okay. This is institutional communication, mm-hmm. and this is project communication. So, for example, So this is our newspaper, for example. These are the orientation plans in German, English, French, Chinese, and so on and so on. This is the program of our academy. This is our sponsor. Press kit. It's very. This is our international exhibition program, because we are museums in Berlin, but we collaborate worldwide. This is because we are on the move still and each day, so we have a front page and a back page,
and normal printings about
changing
it. Yes, yes, you can change it every day. This is our educational program. This is wonderful. This is wonderful.
Oh,
yeah,
it's
so cheap.
It was the check.
Yeah. This is our science program, for example. This is an advertisement for an IT meeting. This is a special invitation card for a new find. It's Liebenschneider, for example. This is for our own bookshop. This was the card, the invitation card for the reopening of the Bode Museum. And this was interesting. This was very interesting because it was a collaboration between the Onassis Foundation. And this man was so shy. He said, "Oh, we have a project, and I'm anxious that we didn't get enough audience." And I said, "Come on, give me 3,000 euros, and I will make you an invitation card." And let's have a look about this card. It's brilliant. It's placed over here. And when you see this, you will come. You have to come. And in between two days, the house was full.
Yes.
All cars were sold. And so, just a moment. This is what I like. This is, I think, best practice in the case of corporate design.
Thank you.
And therefore, I think we have to be visible, and first of all, and we have to be proud of us, and we have to communicate this feeling to our audience. At the same moment, Berlin is growing, and the mayor runs a great campaign: Be Berlin, Be Berlin. Yeah. Be left, be right, be Berlin. Be quick, be slow, be Berlin. And so on and so on. And you can be a part of this campaign. You can draw down your own BBB, and you will get an advertising, and you'll find yourself in the poster in the street.
I understood that your job is to move the border. But what about the use of the museum as special location? Let me say, Volkswagen wants to.
Yeah, no problem. As I said, we are a vulnerable threat, yes.
Is it the 5% of the business, or is less?
It's the problem is it's very interesting in several ways. For example, when you have a big company which is running a wonderful party inside the Bode Museum, you have necessary people there, and we only get our rooms to rent. When we say we have to introduce the people, we have to present guided tours, and so it's a good collaboration. And we come in contact with people and say, "Hey, come on, can I have a business card?" and so on. And sometimes you own a sponsor for the future. And this is very necessary.
This is a sort of
We are lucky at the moment. We are lucky at the moment. We are looking. But there is no law.